You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in to another edition of Locked On Kings. I'm your host, Jason Ross. Thank you guys for being patient over the last couple of weeks, kind of sporadically getting in one podcast a week, but it starts next week, each and every day on the Locked On Network for the Kings and for a lot of the other guys across the network. But Locked On NFL is going strong. Check out the latest with the Locked On Raiders, Locked On 49ers, Locked On Fantasy. We're all over the place, so check out the entirety of the network, if you will. But for most of the NBA guys, everybody's going full force next week, and so we will as well. Can you believe it? Monday is media day. A week from Monday, the Kings play a preseason game, and we're not that far from the regular season starting. So it was a great first year for me doing this. I thank David Locke and everybody on the Locked On Network, and we're back at it. So we're going to go full force coming up here next week, starting each and every day. And again, I thank your patience for really the last 3 or 4 weeks, just kind of going once a week. But now you can look for daily content here on the Locked On Network and Locked On Kings and be excited about that. Again, Monday we'll have media day. We're going to start previews next week too of the positions, point guards, shooting guards, small forwards, power forwards, and centers. We'll do that. We'll have reaction from media day, and then we'll hear from guests. It's all the regular kind of stuff that we've done over a year. And I also encourage you guys to send me feedback, stuff you'd like to hear done differently or stuff that you like, that you don't like. I really try to make this something that you make a daily part of your routine. And if it's something you like to hear, then you'll make it a daily part of your routine. So if you want to share more feedback with me, please do jason.ross@cbsradio.com, or certainly you can hit me up on Twitter at jasonross1140. Also, I can't quite get to it yet, but we got some exciting announcements coming up very, very shortly on the Locked On Network that will be pretty cool stuff to share your way when we get that all finalized. But I will pass it along, I promise, when we know that. Coming up today on the podcast, I was on the Deuce and Mo podcast, two of my favorite people, and I took part of our NBA conversation, and I'll utilize it today for our podcast. And they're always fun. I love those guys. They're a lot of fun. Deuce, of course, will be back with us with the Sacramento Kings. I'm excited to be back with the Kings as well. And the whole broadcast crew is pretty much back, and basketball is here. So we'll hear from Deuce and Morgan in just a moment. But I do want to take this time to tell you about SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the place when you're thinking about going to preseason games, regular season games, NFL games, concerts, other shows. Whatever you think about going to an event, think SeatGeek. This needs to be top of mind as your place to get the tickets that you want, that you desire, at the price, the value, the security, all the stuff that you need when you're buying tickets. They've got it for you. Just get the app. That's the easiest way to do it. I've got it on my phone, and I suggest you do the same. So buying tickets to these events, it's super easy. You know, it can be tricky. You're looking online. You're calling on the phone. There's all different ways to do it. How about the security of knowing that SeatGeek has done all the work for you? It's fully guaranteed. They'll find the best seats that you want at the price that you want, and then you'll be able to go to the games that you want. They've already searched multiple ticket sites, so they'll find the prices that work for you, and again, the best seats that work for you as well. So make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding those incredible deals on every type of ticket. I mentioned it's comedy, theater, concerts, sporting events. SeatGeek has it all. And here's what you need to do. All of you guys, best of all, the listeners get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. But here's what you do. Download the SeatGeek app. Enter promo code LONBA. That's LONBA. Promo code LONBA today for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. All right, again, thanks to SeatGeek, the great people there, and thank you all for just being a daily part of this routine here on the Locked On Network. I mentioned I had a chance to be on with Deuce and Mo on their podcast. It was always fun to join them. We did a bunch of stuff, a bunch of football all over the place, but wanted to get into our basketball conversation, and it started out with a question from Deuce, you know, looking at the season, some of the storylines, the things we're most excited for. And so you'll hear Deuce and Morgan and myself from the Deuce and Mo podcast.
What is the most intriguing King storyline headed into training camp?
I think it's going to be kind of, well, there's individuals that I'm intrigued by. So let me start there, because one of my things is the distribution of minutes. I think there are a lot of people that can play and probably should play on this team, but they're not all going to play. So who gets left out? Who, you know, is there someone that you go, man, you know, this guy should be in or getting some minutes. I think we'll be saying that a lot this year. But the one to me that is just because I don't know. I don't even know how to say what he'll be is Bogdanović.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I hear, you know, high level playmaker, score, will contribute right away to rotation player, to a bench guy. I mean, it's like, well, that's a big range. So to me, I have no idea. I've seen his video. I've watched him play overseas. But I just don't know what he's going to look like as a King.
He's going to be good. I'm on it.
The basketball mind is confirming it.
I'm falling in love with highlights here, but you're seeing some of the highlights recently.
Spencer Hawes highlight reel?
No, that's not true. I like Spencer Hawes coming out of college. You're right. But you got to understand, I was also like 18, 19 years old. I wasn't truly the basketball mind was still developing at that time. Hmm. And you know what? I may have missed sometimes on some overseas prospects, like the guy in Orlando, Mario Hezonja, who I thought was going to be really good. But I think Orlando's holding him back a little bit. But that guy we talked to, David Pick, seen him play. He was raving about him. He thinks he's going to be, like, super awesome in
J-Ross,
the NBA.
This guy that we had on, though, like, when I say raving, you know how Deuce has talked about, like, being a wrestler and, like, being someone's advocate and just saying, my client, Dave Deuce Mason, is the best voice of Sacramento anyone's ever even heard of. Well, that was this guy talking about Bogdan. And it was almost too much, but at the same time, like, it did excite me, and I was believing him a little bit.
What if he's right? You know, that's the kind of thing. What if he's right? That would be very exciting.
But you've seen some of the highlights I've been posted the last couple of weeks. He's played pretty well.
He looks good. I mean, he does. Yeah, he looks the part. I like that he actually, to me, the playmaking, the passing, I've been kind of infatuated with as a two or a three, but he's a guy that can get four or five assists a game. That's nice as another playmaker. And just the combination of what the roster looks like, too. I like the makeup. I don't know what that's going to mean in the win-loss column, but I like the team personally. I like their mix of young and old veterans, the questions that are still out there, like who's going to be the three. Just there's some intrigue to me to start this season, even if it ends up in a tough one as far as wins and losses go.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the rotation kind of pans out. I was thinking about the shooting guard spot. Mm-hmm. You know, is Bogdanović a shooting guard? Or like you said, can he play small forward? Because if that's the case, that could be good news for Sacramento. They need a small forward. I don't know if they want to start Vince Carter, but they also have Justin Jackson. That's kind of in the mix too. And then you have a situation where you have George Hill and Fox together in with that point guard, but you want to play both of them sometimes together. What's that mean for Buddy Hield, who they seemingly love too? And Malachi, I think, is on the outside looking. So you're right. They have all these young players that they're not going to be able to find minutes for. And then we just rattled off all these names. Didn't even mention Garrett Temple. And
right.
Garrett Temple is a really good basketball player who deserves to play.
No.
So how do you do that? You can't play 13 guys a night.
Well, then if you even want to go intriguing on this side of the basketball court, Vince Carter and just the name alone, mm-hmm. being here in Sacramento, and that's going to have so much intrigue just seeing how they handle Vince Carter and how Vince Carter, you know, we've seen him handle himself in Memphis and become that role player. What kind of player is he going to have to be here? Because he is a vet with so many young guys. His role-playing days could be over where he's going to have to actually do a lot more in limited minutes, obviously.
Yeah, I just think, and I know, Deuce, you brought up Temple. I recently talked to a couple different people that think he should be the starting three. And I'm like, well, I didn't think about him there.
Yeah.
But he's no doubt the best. Well, he has been the best perimeter defender. Last year, he guarded Durant. He guarded Harden. He guarded Westbrook. He's guarding every type of player. So I just think Dave Yeager has a chance to play a lot of different people. But what's the right combination? I mean, is Buddy better off the bench and Bogdanović starting? Does Malachi sneak in here? That seems to be a forgotten guy. How do they split the big minutes between Costa and Zach and Scal and Willie? And it just...
Papagiannis,
and Giles is the other one that, you know, if you go to draft night, hey, he could be the best player in this draft, and we don't even see him play in summer league. They're taking him super slow, but if he could be the best player in the draft, that's the obvious ceiling. That's incredibly exciting, but is he going to start the year in Reno? It's just there's question marks, but there's excitement, and I just feel like this team could go, not the team, but like the rotations could be all over the place.
Which young king do you think has the greatest chance of having a breakout year?
Are we, well, you're saying young. I think Willie.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I would, I'm going the other way on that. I don't think, well, I think Willie could be almost a forgotten guy.
Why?
So who would be your answer then? Because I don't know about the rook. I mean, look, I think we can say no to Giles at the moment. I think Mason is tough and is going to be tough to not play, but I just don't know where his minutes come from. Justin Jackson's going to be sharing time. Fox might be the easy answer, but it's, you know, he's going to be sharing some time too. And then Scal to me is really intriguing, but I feel like Willie's farther along. Willie was more consistent than Scal, and he did a lot more things once DeMarcus left. And that's what, maybe I'm off on this one, but I feel like Willie has more ability to defend, to rebound, to pass, to shoot a little bit, to score, to rim run. I just think he can kind of fill out a lot of different stats that maybe some of the other guys can't.
Well, what about Buddy? I think sometimes too, because of his play in Summer League, that we aren't mentioning his name. And I don't see why not. I mean, it could have just been a bad Summer League that he might have had, and he could be a lot better than that.
No, that's a good one, Morgan. I would say I think Buddy will lead the team in scoring, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that. There's a lot to be, there's a lot of greatness there. I would say if this team were good and Buddy was your bench player, like your sixth man, like if he had Bobby Jackson, Jason Terry, Manu Ginobili, that type of role, fantastic. Well, they're not there yet, so he has to lead the team in scoring, but I think Bogdanovich may fill in more of the layers. I think Buddy's going to score, and there's nothing wrong with that if he gets 16, 17 a game and an assist or two and a steal or two. I just don't think he does a lot of the other things, but, man, he can score.
Yeah, it's a big year for Willie, though, thinking about it, just trying to figure out how he fits in with everything, because I would love for that breakout year to happen. I just remember last offseason we were hoping for some good things, and he didn't play a lot early. Like, people forget he didn't play that much. Right. He was sitting right in the pine. And of course, once DeMarcus got traded, he got a great opportunity, and he saw some flashes of some nice things. The one thing he did a lot better at the end of the year, he improved his rebounding numbers, which has been a concern. But dude's been working hard this offseason. I think all the young guys, they're always posting stuff about being in the gym, but he did like that Navy SEAL training. Mm-hmm.
Just like you.
I was actually the guy training him. But he's working on his body, he's working on his game. So I don't know. That's why I'm excited about this year. I'm already going into it with the mindset like, hey, they're not going to be a very good team. Like, in the last few years, there's been the thing like, oh, maybe they can be the eighth spot, you know, whatever. There is that hope like they could be good enough to get in because you had DeMarcus Cousins and you had some vets. And maybe they just get in there and that's exciting, whatever. This year, my expectations are low in terms of wins, but my excitement is way higher because I'm ready to see these young guys. How's Scal going to improve? You know, how's Buddy going to improve? And then seeing De'Aaron Fox, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's why I think they're so much better set up this year, whether that's a 25-win team or a 45-win team, because if they did sneak in, of course you take it. You're fast-tracked it. You're ahead of what you thought would be the curve. You'll take it. You'd love the postseason experience. That would be fantastic. But if you don't, I wouldn't look at it if it's a 25-win team. And I don't look at that as a total failure from what the plan is. The plan is to find if Buddy and Willie and Scal and De'Aaron and Harry, like the young guy, you got to find some core pieces to build with. And if two of those guys, you at the end of the year, you go, oh, yeah, it's clearly going to be Scal and De'Aaron Fox's team. All right, if that question is answered, then you move forward, and then you hope you get better from 20, and you kind of find where you're going. So what's great to me is the spot the Kings are in. You win, it would be awesome. If you don't, I don't think it derails any of their plan or their target of trying to build with these young guys.
I can't wait to talk to you and Deuce, like, you know, however many games into the season, and our frustrations with Dave Yeager not playing the young guys. But, and that's the thing, we can't get frustrated because we've seen him do that before.
Yeah, and he's set in his ways in that. I think he's going to try to find the balance. He had some comments a couple of weeks back when he did this thing for his foundation where he's not going to throw out those young guys for 35 minutes game.
No.
But you know what? There's going to be sometimes, and this is where, like, if you put yourself in his shoes for a second, okay? If it's a close game, he's probably going with his bets.
Yep.
Maybe like one young guy in the vet. and vets, because he's an NBA coach and he wants wins.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's all there is to it.
And the good thing is, for all of us that might get frustrated at that, there's not that many vets. I mean, what is it? Carter, Hill,
exactly.
Temple, Costa, and Randolph. So, you know, I don't know how much they're going to play Costa and Zach together, maybe some. Carter's not going to get, a high volume minutes. Hill will play a lot, and Temple will play, but in the end, kind of like Deuce said, too, there'll be a young player or two or three with two vets.
Sure.
So I think we'll see enough, but I think there will be a time where we'll go, man, how come Malachi's not playing as much? Or how come, where was Mason tonight? Or where was, you know, I think Justin Jackson didn't get any run tonight. I think that's going to happen, but there will still be plenty of young guys playing.
Yeah, and I think the thing would be, okay, is Zebo playing 37 minutes one night and, you know, instead of Scow getting minutes? Or,
and I think that's too high, right? I can't see that.
Right. No, I think, I mean, I just don't think those guys are going to play big time minutes. I think, you know, ideally Zebo would give you 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same
and be a finisher.
And if Carter can give you, you know, 17 to 20, I don't know.
Absolutely. It's just, I think it's going to be more fun having this mindset going into the season two, because it's not even having like low expectations or being negative about anything.
I'm not being negative at all. I'm just being realistic.
I'm just, Okay. Yes. I was going to use that term, realistic.
Thank you.
And that's all it is. And I think being a basketball fan, and then I think even for Kings fans, for seeing so many different things for so long, some are starting to even understand with these young guys what they're going to get. I'm serious. And that's something I haven't seen from Kings fans before. Before, it's always like, no, they can still be a 35 win team with this roster that they have right now. And it's like, so far, some feedback that I've gotten, people are actually more realistic than I've ever even heard.
Yeah, I think they're going to play hard. I think Jaeger's teams play hard no matter who's on the court. It doesn't matter. I mean, we saw in Memphis, we saw it last year, like even at the end of the year, like they're going to play hard, which will be fun. And I think this team will be easy to root for, even if they're bad. Like, I think they're going to play hard, and they're just, I know I've talked about this before with both you guys about this, but the young guys that they do have, it's unbelievable how mature they are. Like, De'Aaron Fox is, what, 19 years old?
Yeah.
He acts like he's been in the league 6 years. He just carries himself at a very mature level.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this is a really likable team. And you could be likable and win 20 games. That's not super fun, but they're likable. I think you root for them. And we waited last year the longest time. We're like, what is this year's team's identity? Well, we kind of figured it out. You're right. They played hard. And that was with DeMarcus at the end. There were so many times where, oh, they're down 20, two-possession game with 3 minutes left. They found a way to come back. Or they were up 20. Sometimes they would give up that lead in a two-possession game. They were always in games late at home. And even with DeMarcus or after the trade, I think they had a good knack of doing that. So I think that's in his DNA. He's a good coach. He coaches him well. And I think there's going to be enough guys that are hungry for minutes. And sometimes if you just have the right mix of people that all are buying in together as teams and with the coaches, I think you could do a little more damage than some people think. And I think that's what this team has potential to do.
All right. My thanks to Deuce and Morgan for allowing me to record them while they were recording me. And I'm excited. I really am. I will say this. Unsolicited is the best way I can say it. Unsolicited responses from multiple people that have been at King's workouts. These guys are here. A lot of people are here. I know Bogdanovich and Papianis were continuing to play in Eurobasket for a while, but everybody is basically here. Willie Cauley-Stein was in our studios at Sports 1140 the other day, and unequivocally, the word that we're hearing is how well the guys are playing together. Now, I'll probably start with this statement a lot this year, talking about the team, and I believe chemistry is going to be fantastic. I would rather have good chemistry than bad chemistry. In the end, I'd rather have great players, though. So you can have chemistry that doesn't work, but have great talent and win a ton of games. I will say this. I don't know what the talent's going to look like from top to bottom all the way through the season, but according to the reports, the young guys are fantastic. I mean, I'm not even talking about playing. Just great guys to be around, great guys to work with. The veterans are raving about their mentality. That's going to excite the veterans. That's going to excite the coaching staff. That's going to excite the fan base. Again, I don't know that that's equating in more wins, but I like the sound of what I'm hearing from practices. Now, they may play their preseason first 10 games and you go, oh, this team's not very good. Yeah, that could be the case. But I think if you get along, if you play hard, you play smart, you get talent and you develop it, that's the way to grow. But I like what I'm hearing. And you've heard me when I've done this. I'm not super excited about what the overall win-loss column could be, but I think this is the right direction the organization had to take. They did it. Now stay committed to the plan and go forward. So we'll see. We'll see more next week with Media Day and all of our coverage starting Monday each and every day here on the Locked On Network. Again, thanks to Deuce and Mo. Happy birthday, Morgan Reagan, by the way, as she celebrated her birthday on Thursday. And thank you to Deuce as well. That's it for me. I'm Jason Ross. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week, each and every day, right here on Locked On Kings. I found
God. You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day. All alone, smoking his last cigarette. I said, where you been? He said, ask anything. Where were you when everything was